Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, boys, girls, and NBs. Have you ever thought about making your own podcast? Well, Anchor makes it so easy, even Usly figured it out. Here's a few reasons why you should start today, and to do it with Anchor. First off, it's free.
Anchor also has creation tools, making it easy to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or a computer.
I just love that Anchor distributes our podcast for us. So we just upload it to Anchor, and they put it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. It's just so easy.
And guess what? You can make money from Anchor with no minimum listenership. Get that cash flow with zero listeners.
Boo.
It has everything you need to make a podcast all in one place.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started today.
Everybody, and welcome back to the judgiest place on the internet. My name's Josh.
My name is Rick.
And my name is Christian.
And we are the judgies. A place where we might not be that funny, but we're kind of relatable.
Speak for yourself, Josh.
That's the new tagline, guys.
That's the new tagline.
Not that funny, but you might be able to relate. Speaking of relating, Christian, wear new merch.
New merch, guys.
Designed by Christian himself.
The new sheesh hat.
Of course, Erica very astutely pointing out, never have we once said sheesh on our podcast.
Hey, it's a big thing off mic, all right? People should know.
Our off mic situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're willing to monetize it.
I bet you're going to hear it a thousand times in this episode,
though. Be fair, we've tweeted it.
Yeah.
From the official Judgies account. That's Judgies Pod, JUDGIES Pod on Twitter, Instagram, and our email. Thank you, gmail.com.
And TikTok.
Thank you.
Putting it at the top. You're smart. It's like wiping before you poop.
Yep. Just get it out of the way.
Okay.
Less poop to wipe. Yeah, sheesh. It's a bit of a meme right now.
It's a meme.
It's grumbling up from the undergrounds.
And really?
We do have multiple runs of the limited time merch.
Sheesh.
Go ahead and describe why you made it, man, or why you made it look the way it does.
Oh, well, here's the thing. This is graphic design 101. The design of it, you can see it's got a wave shape to it, and that's because subconsciously it lets you know how to pronounce this word. You
get where to put the emphasis.
You're sheesh.
Yeah. So,
perfect. Absolutely, it's big brain from Christian.
It's huge brain. If there's any graphic design companies that are recruiting,
just as an ideas guy.
Oh, I'm
because of course the execution was done by Aurora to make that as a mock-up, and we do have professional.
We are getting,
in the works.
We
with an Etsy store.
We're planning on having embroidered hats that say "sheesh,"
and on the back there
maybe
will be
a little surprise on the back.
Ooh, surprise! A tease.
You have to go to the website to see it.
That's what we call an Etsy's. Wow. Knees Pete's.
Is it because that joke, because the hats are going to be on Etsy?
Correct.
Yes. Is it just the Judgies?
Yeah. It's same thing on Etsy. It's Judgies Pod.
Judgies Pod.
J-U-D.
We've been spelling
J-U-D.
It for almost a year, Joshua.
I'm a good reader, not a good speller, okay?
I'm the spelling guy.
Okay.
Name me anywhere. I can spell it right now.
Onomatopoeia.
No, I plead the fifth.
You could have done like the classic like anti-disestablishmentarianism, but you just went straight up for a hard word to spell that we should definitely know how to spell.
I don't know how to spell onomatopoeia.
It's a very good word.
That's a made up word.
It's spelled just like it sounds. Come on now. That's a good grammar joke over here.
Oh my God.
I'm pretty upset, guys.
Butter my biscuits and call me grandma.
No, thank you. Sheesh is the correct answer. Let's just hop right into it, guys.
Oh, first we've got some business to take care of.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
It's funny. What's the business?
It has been, how many minutes have we been recording?
14 unofficially, probably like 4 officially. Mm.
But we've been here for what, like half an hour?
Uh-oh.
Yes.
What did I do?
You didn't notice I got my hair done.
Yeah, March 17th, 18th.
17th.
Fuck, I should have stuck to my guns.
But like, you didn't say how great it looks. Like, Erica, you look so great today. Thanks,
I say that
Josh.
Every time you walk in.
You literally have never said that to me. Guys. Except for on our wedding day.
Well, I think this look, I've been caught with my foot in my mouth. Did Christian say something?
I definitely did.
That's not fair because as soon as you came in, I went, sheesh.
So he did say
you cannot say that I didn't say something.
No, he did say that.
But your hair does look very good. I like the gray in it. Or like the silver. I'm a dude. I don't know colors.
It's blonde.
But like at the bottom, it's very, very like.
It's platinum blonde.
Okay.
That you're telling me that's not silver?
I'm a dude. I don't know how to spell. I don't know colors, but I can read confidently. And that's all a man needs in this world. Speaking of reading confidently, let's get into the stories. Attacked.
I can't read confidently, guys.
Or see colors. Or hear good.
I can't hear it good. I can see colors good. I see colors better than both of you. Both of you fucks are half colorblind.
That's true. We'll drink to that. Of course, if you've just joined the podcast, let's say this is your first episode. You've already gone onto the Etsy store and bought us out of hats. Well, let's tell you what the podcast is about. We read stories on the internet. We laugh. We judge people. We have a good old gaggle of a time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All true things.
And I'm going to start off with a story from Am I the Asshole?
But you didn't say, so, and sometimes I do that.
And sometimes I tell the stories. And I also forgot to introduce the theme of the episode.
Oh.
Not all men.
Ooh. Wow. No, I gotta go.
Not all men. Okay, listen. There's been a lot of tall men. No tall men, all right? There's been a lot of man slander. Slander man, if you will, on this podcast.
Sheesh.
Is that the new boo? There's been a lot of man slander. I'm gonna tell some stories.
Oh, but men are the worst.
About there are going to be some men doing bad things in these stories.
Oh, no way.
But maybe the main protagonist isn't the worst guy in the world.
Oh, hey.
No, they are all from the viewpoint of a man.
Because we need more of those.
All right. First story. Am I the asshole for the advice I gave to her brother?
Definitely not. There's no way.
To her brother?
Yeah.
Okay. There's no way a dude giving a bro advice goes wrong.
Exactly, man. Mm-hmm. Not all men. And I just do want to save face a little bit and get ahead of the curve. Mm-hmm. I am, of course, being sarcastic with that. Oh, man, I am currently wearing a shirt that says abolish ICE, keep families together in the style of the ICE logo. I am hashtag woke, so please don't come after me. You can actually get that store at Peach Fuzz, the Etsy store. This is not sponsored, but they make some good fucking shirts.
Competition. That's kind of fucked up. Did you message them about our store?
Yeah, we started a merch for merch thing where she's an actual artist and has put out plenty of like good works, and we made a sheesh hat once.
Yikes.
All right, let's get into it before we go on for too long. I, 21 male, spend a lot of time at my girlfriend's 20 female house where she lives with her family. I hang out a lot with her brother, 17 male, playing PlayStation at theirs. They have a sick media room set up.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
This dude's 21 calling it a media room.
What else are you going to call it?
Game room?
Ugh. It's not just games,
they
though.
They got movies in there. And they got a tape deck in the corner.
They got
you
a
can listen
fucking
to your favorite
karaoke machine, all right?
They have a fire stick. But when I'm over, I go to the media room, and my... Let me restart, and this will be cut.
You can read confidently.
I stopped in the middle of a sentence, and there's parentheses, and the parentheses threw me off.
Not all men.
To be fair... This is written poorly. Men can't read.
Or write.
It's written so poorly.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'll go in there when I'm over and my girlfriend's otherwise engaged. Anyway, sometime last week, me and my girlfriend's brother were playing FIFA when he kind of asked me for my advice. He said there's this girl that he's been talking to and texting a lot and that he really likes her and is always taking her on dates and buying her flowers, yada, yada, yada. But then recently, things have started to taper off. She seems less and less interested and hasn't replied to any of his most recent messages, despite being online. He also told me that he was probably going to see her at a party on Saturday and asked me what he should say to go get her. I basically told him a strategy that my rugby captain in high school taught me, which is...
Negum.
The blank strategy. Guys, what do we think is going to go on here? What do we think a rugby captain told a high school male to do?
I think I have to agree with Christian. I think he's going to tell her to neg her.
I'm thinking it's going to be very, very, like, forward and just be, like, instantly break touch boundaries, instantly, like, make fun of their friends around them to let them know, like, I'm super into you.
So, again, these are both very toxic male traits, correct?
Mm-hmm.
No, okay. I'd say these are super cool things to do.
Now, again, not all men, hashtag not all men. The ignore strategy.
Okay.
Basically.
I can get on board with this.
Find a girl who you like and tell her you like her and then ignore her. Flirt with her friends and people where she might see and just focus on having fun. She will start to like you more because you ignore her. Eventually, when she confronts you about ignoring her like she's entitled to your attention, just kiss her. If that doesn't work, go back to ignoring her, and either she'll come around or there wasn't a chance anyway.
Okay, no, that makes sense. That all makes sense.
Since he's already bought her shit, step one's out of the way, and the party is the perfect opportunity for step two and three.
It worked on his sister.
Now, hey, look. What does a woman want more from a man than being ignored?
Erica? There's nothing.
I mean,
he gets a little bit weird there with the, like, just kiss her when she approaches you next.
But being left alone, it's honestly not a bad plan.
Honestly, kind of poggers.
Well, clearly, she's not into him.
The whole beginning part, like, it was worded poorly, but it's like, just go show them, like, that you can enjoy yourself and have fun. It's like, that's not a bad strategy. Let them see, like, I'm a good time. I'm confident in myself. I don't need to be, like, feel like I have to talk to people to be having a good time.
You would think maybe in the many dates and things he bought her, he might have been able to exhibit that part of
him. Yeah, you'd think so.
Yeah.
Although if you're buying a bunch of shit and going on dates with a bunch of people when you're 17, that's probably should be a red flag anyway.
He's got a media room. His parents are rich.
That's fair.
That's entirely true.
That's very true.
Yeah. They didn't just
otherwise,
call it,
they
like,
just
a
call
room
it a game room. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No.
Like my poor ass. It's got one CRTV, 32 inches. Respectable size, but, like, you know, not that great with a broken Nintendo 64 in it.
Well, it works. You just have to know how to put the cartridge in, right?
Yeah.
Only your family can do it.
And the player two slot doesn't work. Only 3 and 4. So, like, when you want to play as blue, you can't. You have to play as yellow and purple, which fucking sucks, obviously.
That does fucking suck. I'm not going to lie. This is why I never came over.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All those times I said I'm, like, super busy, and you're just like, please, please come over.
Yeah.
It was me trying to ignore you so you'd know that I liked you.
That's fair. My controllers were always way too sticky.
Why were they so sticky?
Just gaming.
Just gamer grease on them, you know?
When I was eating, I would use the guest controller. And then when I was done, I would wash my hands of all the Cheeto dust and then go back to the good controller.
Have you ever had a controller with a little gamer grease on it, Rick?
I don't... No.
No? Mm-hmm. You don't ever get... You're playing Crash Bandicoot. You're just getting into it. You're on
Highway
to Heaven
heated.
Or whatever the level's
I'm
called.
Pissed.
And you're just not, your hands aren't making secreting gamer grease right there.
Is it just sweat?
Yeah, but it's like that thick, viscous sweat that gets stuck on controllers.
That sounds like a medical condition, so no.
No, I think all gamers have it.
Yeah, it's a gamer thing. I guess you're not a true gamer.
Wow, go figure.
Not all men.
Right.
So, guys, was this an example of a man being a bad person, giving a guy a good old, like, lay of the land, how to talk to women?
I don't think that this, not necessarily great advice, makes him a bad person. I would agree in this situation he is not all men.
Wow. Curveball for America.
I do think it's weird for the brother to be like... to ask his sister's boyfriend, like, hey, I know you got at least one girlfriend. How do I get a girlfriend?
Hey, man, when you got two sets of eyeballs staring at fucking Lionel Messi crossing over to Neymar Jr., which they aren't on the same team anymore, don't at me, soccer fans. You can talk about anything. You ain't got to make eye contact.
Okay.
Damn, bro. Can't believe Messi hit that dinger off the post. By the way, how are you fucking my sister right now?
you know that came up in conversation at least.
Yeah.
Did it though?
A handful.
I know.
Of times
I thought he would just head it in, but he totally fucking lasered that shot. Mm. And also, I got into your sister's poontang by ignoring her. You guys never had this conversation? Erica, you ever been at the butt of this conversation?
I hope not.
Kristen approached your siblings when they were like six. Hey.
You need advice on getting a girlfriend? I have a ton of experience with this.
With all your one girlfriend?
One for one, batting 100, baby.
Hey, man. It's called accuracy.
1,000, yes.
Yeah, okay. Listen, I know soccer, not baseball.
All right, well, it's batting 1,000, so...
Wow, calling you out. Do you even know sports? Are you even
a real
mate? I was
going to say, aren't you like the sports guy in this trio?
If
or?
I'm the sports guy in this trio, that is a very weak sports trio between the three of us.
Am I the John Butler of this trio?
I don't know what that means.
John Butler trio, it's a band.
Am I the Hakeem Butler of this trio?
I would say yeah.
Cool.
Am I the butler of this trio because I'm the woman and I have to clean up after you?
Correct.
No, I wouldn't
Not
say
all
that.
Men, though.
Yeah, just women are butlers. Listen.
I was just trying to make a Butler joke. I didn't know anybody else. Oh, Gerard Butler.
I don't know who that. Oh, the actor. You're definitely the Gerard Butler of this group.
He's very handsome, so thanks.
All right, let's get into another hashtag not all men story.
Oh, why was he the asshole? Did we get any like resolution from that story at all?
Just for giving that. Is he the asshole for giving that bad advice? I mean, good advice, not all men.
Oh, okay.
Next story. I
thought there was more to it.
No. It was just a bad story. On
just
to the next
life
one.
Advice, I don't know. Is that not a good enough takeaway for you? Just some good, solid
advice? We're trying
advice?
To get all of the Judgies fans laid.
That's what
I'm
we're here for.
Not opposed to that. As long as you give your consent.
Next one. Am I the asshole for getting upset when my girlfriend showed an old picture of herself to my friend? Throwaway for the.
It's gonna be like an OnlyFans picture. It's like, what did you think of this pose? It's from a while ago. I think I've improved my posings.
It's just feet and vagina. The best pose, one could argue. Am I the asshole for getting upset?
Someone that could argue that.
When my girlfriend showed an old
Continue.
Picture of herself to my friend.
Sorry.
Throwaway for
what
the usual.
Was that?
Reasons? Is this what it's like to be a woman?
Yes, actually it is. Go back to any fucking episode we got on this pod and you'll find a situation like that.
What was that? Sorry, I was trying to pay attention to Josh.
Being a man, I'm bad at listening to only you. Mm-hmm. But when my favorite Jose Canseco's on bat and he's batting 100, I'm fucking zoomed into that bad boy. I, 35 male, have been dating Emma, 29 female, for about 4 months now. Recently, she met some of my close friends in person for the first time because we were all vaccinated now. She and I live across the hall from each other and both work from home, so we were in the same bubble before being vaccinated. She was telling my friend Amanda one of her travel stories and showed her a picture on her phone of what she was talking about, and I was a bit bothered by it. And here's why. Now, guys, you already guessed, OnlyFans. Any other reasons okay. why he might be bothered by an old picture of herself?
She said it's an old picture of when she was traveling.
Yeah, so she is 29 female now. I believe when the picture she showed was when she was 27. So it was like only a couple years old.
My guess is she was with an ex-boyfriend.
Okay, that seems normal.
That sounds like a good call. I'm going to say...
Again, not all men, guys. So that's a little toxic because you're being a little like... possessive and like protective. So what are we thinking, Christian?
I'm thinking it's a photo with her like with her head inside of a tiger's jaw.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's kind of fucked up because, you know,
save the animals. Yeah,
that tiger is living on a land where they're honestly just playing and poaching it at any moment.
I have another theory.
Okay.
He doesn't like her having a past at all that he's not a part of.
Okay.
So he's just mad that he's not in the photo.
Okay.
That actually sounds like 100% the right call. There's no way it's not that.
Well, guys, let me start out by reading the first two sentences here and tell me if you guys will change your answer. Well,
hold on 1 second. Did she get a boob job? She got breast implants and he's like, why would you show my bros when you had small boobs? Is that what it was?
We'll see.
I think I'm actually pretty spot on with that one. No.
Full disclosure. Emma is drop-dead gorgeous. Just a full-on natural beauty. Shiny blonde hair, large blue eyes, pretty smile, perfect hourglass figure. Basically, looks-wise, my dream girl and easily the most attractive girl I've ever been in a relationship with. However, from ages 16 to 27, she had a very short pixie cut. I don't know what it is, but I absolutely hate this hairstyle. In my opinion, it's one of the least attractive things a woman can do to herself. I would never tell a random woman on the street, or even one I know, that I think she looks bad, obviously. But privately, I cringe when I see short hair on an attractive girl. My close friends know I don't like it, though. Emma has had hair about 6 inches past her shoulders since I've known her, and when I saw an old picture of her when we were first dating, I asked about it, and she said she'd probably never cut it again because it was a pain to grow out. After Amanda and my other friends left, I was still internally cringing at the old picture, and I decided to just say something about it. In the most gentle way I could, I asked her if she could be a little more discreet about showing pictures of herself with short hair, because it's really important to me that my friends see her in the most flattering light. She got really mad and told me it's her past she's sharing.
Yeah.
And I have no right to tell her what she can and can't say about herself. Uh-huh. She insists that she was just as attractive when her hair was short, which Correct. Is objectively false, and got just as much male attention. I tried to just let her Wait. Vent so she could calm down, but she's barely talking to me. Am I the asshole?
Absolutely. Okay. Fuck this man.
Let's lay it out, Erica, honey.
Yeah.
On the not all men side. Honey,
let's air it out.
This guy knows what he wants in a partner, and he knows how his when his partner is looking her best, and communicated immediately when he noticed she was maybe doing something to damage her image.
Wow, when you put it that way.
To damage her image in his eyes.
No, in his friend's eyes.
Yeah, they would all also think she looks bad that way, I'm sure. Yeah. It's agreed upon in the friend group that pixie cuts, they're out.
But what he's doing here is trying to control her actions.
Not necessarily. He was just saying, like, hey, just for the future, I would appreciate if you didn't do that.
Show a picture.
Yes.
Of an old picture of herself, yeah.
Yeah, but it's her, A, it's her in the picture. B, it's her property, the picture itself. And C, she's a grown-ass adult woman, and she can do whatever the fuck she wants to do with a picture of her own self.
I agree, but he's just letting her know that's
I'm
not going to work in this relationship.
I'm saying that he is all men, and he sucks.
I'm just saying that's not going to work. He's laying it out. That's not going to work in this relationship.
Yeah, so he doesn't deserve a relationship with her.
Let's take. Does that make him a bad guy?
Yes.
Let's take a quick breather.
Good. I need another drink if I'm going to listen to all this all men bullshit.
Subjective versus objective. Which one is the one that's like a fact?
Objective.
So he was objectively wrong on using the word objective.
Guys, I threw in the objective part. That was a little Josh special.
Also, he's objectifying her, and I don't think that that's something that should happen in a adult, mature relationship.
But is it wrong to be attracted yes. to your partner?
Got her, folks.
Talk too soon, you
we
guys.
Got her. No. End the pod.
Sheesh.
No, you.
Aren't we all just objectifying each other anyway, in a weird, like, metaphysical way?
Dude, that's no. so true.
You walked in here and I said my hair looks like shit, and you said, "Josh, as an object, I see. I would let you know if your hair looks bad, and
as
it doesn't.
As a piece of meat."
As a piece of meat with dead collagen on your skull?
I've definitely seen it worse.
Yeah, this dude's the blind confidence to go online and be like, am I a bad guy for ruining someone's day for no fucking reason?
Uh-huh. I'm clearly right about this, right? And she's also, being like, crazy.
Like, remember when we went to Portillo's that one time and I had to show the lady at the cash register my driver's license?
For what?
Because I don't sign the back of my credit cards.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are they IDing you for fucking roast beef?
Because then they don't
have
to ID you, and your identity can get stolen. Anyway,
yeah.
She saw my driver's license. She looks at it, looks back up at me, looks at my driver's license, and says, I like your hair darker better.
Yikes.
A bold move coming from
somebody's about
a restaurant worker.
Yeah,
like,
somebody's about to, like, serve you.
Like a customer service representative. Just like,
yeah.
Your hair looked bad here. Here you go.
Yeah.
Enjoy
that's what
your
I mean.
Meal.
So now I have a complex about it. And I'm sure she's going to feel the same way.
Yeah,
the
right.
The girl in this story is now saying, I can never grow cut my hair how I want to because he's going to be an asshole about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
how can you go through your future? Like, if you told me, don't ever cut your hair short, it looks really bad. A, I would never do it again. And B, I would always think that you think I'm ugly at this stage in my life.
Yeah. Christian, any words of wisdom here, man?
No, this
maybe just one like... word rhymes with geesh. Should have said quiche. Fuck.
Sheesh.
Now I have egg on my face.
Boo.
What was it?
Quiche is an egg-based meal.
You learn something new every day.
You didn't know.
Fuck.
What
we need
was.
To drop the quiche merch.
Instead of the surprise on the back, it's just gonna be a quiche on the back.
It's a fried egg, baked egg dish with a ham
sometimes
and onions
spinach.
And wow. Little spinach
this
for the fiber
delicious.
And the onions. You've had quiche. I've made quiche while we lived together.
Jeez.
I probably didn't call it quiche. I probably just said like,
here's this egg dish.
This is egg with ham and sometimes spinach in it, depending on the bite you take.
Isn't every food we have sometimes spinach, depending on how well you flossed before?
Okay, Josh, you're just spitting straight facts this episode. This is insane.
Not all men, Erica. That's all I'm saying.
Man, I was literally just about to say that.
Not all men.
No tall men.
No. Look, I'm offended by the no tall men. Look.
Because you're...
just another man offended.
Look.
Josh, can you actually close your legs a little bit? I have no room over here. They're so wide open.
I just constantly manspread no matter the area just to assert a little bit more dominance.
You were also mansplaining Soy Boy to Andy earlier.
We were asked by a compatriot who or what soy means and if it's a reference to veganism in general. And I had to explain to another man, mind you, who asked for me to explain what that means.
Here he is.
Why were you so kind of
to me?
Why were you so kind of
explaining to the audience?
Why are you so condescending about it?
Not
though?
Element,
listen,
right.
Honey, I know you don't understand soy, but I do.
Oh boy.
Don't bother. Look, guys, now I'm at a crossroads because we need to get to a break. And I've been making bad jokes this entire front half, as I do.
And honestly, not enough booze.
And I thought of a funny joke earlier today.
Okay, let's hear it.
And it hasn't come up naturally. So now I'm going to put it in here. So that's going to be really embarrassing.
It's so insane.
When it fails.
Give me, how like, hard a topic. Been... What can I talk about to get you there?
What are your guys' favorite James Cameron movies?
James Cameron. I'm going to go with the Titanic.
Fucking ruined the delivery.
It's okay.
We're just gonna put the break before that and then end the break
and then
after
we'll put
that
after the break. We'll put that after the break.
We'll cut that for you. Is it your week to
no, you guys are gonna come over and be like, no tall men on this joke.
You've been waiting all day to say that joke.
We'll see you after the break. Bye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're back on the Not All Men episode of the Judgies podcast, the Judgies place on the internet. We may not be funny, but we may be slightly relatable. Erica, you want to get to us with that circle, George?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about those.
It's a lot of taglines we got going. Sheesh.
What are all the taglines?
The Judgies place on the internet. Okay. We may not be funny, but we may be slightly relatable. Hashtag not all men.
Are we really
I don't want
set
that hashtag
on...
to be associated with us.
Hashtag no tall men.
That, yeah, I like that one better. Wait, well, no, I don't like that one, actually.
Because it's the same hashtag.
Yeah, it's not very good for SEO.
Yeah, you know, SEO, that doesn't work very good.
Yeah.
Well, I was more wondering...
Hashtags really should be case sensitive.
Yes.
I was just wondering, like, once I hit 610, am I going to fall into no tall men, or is that above, is that like 6'11 and above?
How, what, yeah, what do we call tall? I get called tall sometimes. And I am
toddlers?
No tall man. Look, it, you, you
by
just
literal
need to,
ants?
You just need to associate yourself when you're in a predicament like mine. I'm a healthy
by bacteria?
I'm a healthy 5'9 and a half, guys, on a good day.
By molecules?
All right, boys.
You just need to
by subatomic particles?
You just really need to by quarks? You're so quirky. You just need to associate more with short people. Like, you guys are fucking tall ass motherfuckers.
Yeah, we only make friends with short people so we can be
just
reminded
feel
of
gigantic, yes.
My mom, 5'5. My dad, 5'5. My girlfriend, 5'3. People I work with, 5'5. 5'3. Fucking golden. I'm a giant. I reach on top shelves at work. I get called to do things.
I only have to get the stepladder that only has one step. I can just step on a box if I need
the
to.
The correct is I get the stepladder out of want, not need.
Okay. There's a difference there. That's
because
a
I am,
big difference.
I am not self-conscious in that I can use it. Erica, what's our circle, Jurge?
Oh, is it my turn to talk?
You were looking, and we were vamping. So there's not dead air to cut.
Sure, that's what was happening, because I had it pulled up already, but that's fine.
The edit of this is just going to be slowly zooming onto you on your phone, like looking for it.
I've got it. I've had it up the whole time.
So you're just ignoring us?
I was listening to you idiots talk, waiting
my idiots? Turn. I'm offended by that. I'm a dumbass at most.
Can I go now? Okay.
Dipshit on a bad day. Go on. I'm
Whip it's on a good day.
Okay, so you know how Joshua did like a deep dive on your Twitter?
Okay.
Yep.
And then on Christian's Twitter.
On Christian's Twitter. And then the following week, you did our personality test.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna do our horoscopes.
Uh oh.
Okay. So
like today's horoscope?
Yeah,
or?
I'm gonna do today's and then I got something else.
Yeah, oh, a couple curveballs.
So Joshua, we'll start with you.
Sheesh.
You are a Cancer.
That makes sense.
You.
No, that makes sense.
Not all men.
First of all, you were born between a June 21st and July 22nd, so you're a Cancer.
Correct.
Okay.
I would say I'm like the whole world.
And then I grow on people over time until a point to where it becomes overbearing and they kill themselves.
So today is Saturday, March 20th. It's your really time to shine, Cancer. Something. The sun departs from deep-feeling Pisces, moves forward into pioneering Aries today, propelling you into the most important career month of your year.
Interesting.
Does that feel right?
The week's ahead of you at peak visibility and publicity. So don't be shy about getting ahead with your ambitions and performing any course corrections around your sense of purpose.
Judgy's merch about to pop off.
Cheese hats popping up.
To the fucking moon, baby.
Okay.
Diamond hats.
We're going to do mine next because it's next.
Do you think you're
going to
have
here.
I'm sorry. Do you think you're going to have like big job opportunities opening up for you in the next, what, we got a week and a half left of this month?
That's all I got. Is it like, what is the time frame on me getting this big job opportunity?
I think
it's
so
your
month.
Career month.
Yeah, months. So is it like month from today? Is it like a calendar month or is it like 30
specify.
Days?
We'll say 30. We'll give you the benefit of the doubt. You got 30 days to get that promotion.
So I just take this video clip and put it on any virtual resumes I send out?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So
just include that Titanic joke you had earlier and you'll get whatever job you're applying
yeah,
for.
Yeah, I definitely won't sink and fail.
So, mine, I'm a Leo.
Go figure.
Just like Titanic.
You're coming back to the light today, Leo. After weeks of psychological digging and relationship rumination.
The sheesh merch is really driving a wedge in the household.
You're ready to begin crafting a new philosophy and apply towards life. Your ruling planet, the life-giving sun, departs from emotional Pisces and into passionate Aries today. This movement places your focus in the weeks ahead on travel plans, educational pursuits, and new activities that encourage self-expansion.
Wow. You got any travel plans coming up?
In May.
The wonderful traveling month that is March.
I mean, it is technically spring break.
Yeah.
I did just get a Facebook memory for our last spring break trip back in like 2016.
Wow.
This is true. Also, I mean, I said in the last couple of weeks, you were talking about going on vacation, and then I put you in a bad mood when I was like, I don't want to leave the country. It makes me uncomfortable.
No. That is not what you said, but that's for another time.
Pisces, you're going to lie to your wife.
Pisces, your season is coming to a close. So sad for you.
Am I an actual Pisces on this one? Sometimes yes. I change on the...
Yes. According to astrology.com, you are a Pisces. Sometimes you are an Aquarius.
Yeah. Sometimes you get a newspaper when I'm an Aquarius. It's weird.
Two-faced.
After weeks of leaning into self-exploration and sorting out who it is you want to become, you're ready to take things to the next level. The sun moves forward into dynamic Aries today, pushing you to embrace a courageous behavior towards your talents and skills.
Oh my God.
It's time to put your abilities into action and embrace your resources.
Oh my God. Christian, of course, coming out as an imaginator last episode, has now put those actions in, or those words into action.
I'm a real creative, you know what I'm saying?
He's a mogul. He is an entrepreneur. He's put his best foot forward.
I'm about to just be rich after this.
Buku bucks.
All right. Are you ready
Podcast is taken off because of this.
Are you ready for your horoscope from 1979?
Why?
Because.
That was a good year.
Okay.
You don't want to hear your horoscope from the past? Previous life.
Ah, okay. Yes.
All right, Christian, we'll go backwards now.
Okay.
Is it Pisces still? Still a Pisces.
Ooh. Yep. You have a vivid imagination and often think you are followed by the FBI or CIA.
Okay. What? This is way too close. This is too
Christian
real.
Never shuts up about how his phone is listening to him.
You have no influence on your friends, and people resent you for flaunting your power. You lack confidence and are generally a dipshit.
I was anti-sheesh merch. And
I
you,
swear to God, that's what it says.
And you did call yourself a dipshit.
On a bad day, I'm a dip. It literally has dipshit in there.
Yeah.
This is why. This is scary.
Christian, what's your least favorite day of the week?
I would definitely say Thursday.
So let's just Google.
Thursday's a weekday.
Day of the week.
Yeah. Erica, I fell for it. Erica just straight spitting facts over.
Sheesh.
Okay, so what day of the week was 1979, March 20th? And let's just say, look, if this was a Thursday and you're a dipshit on a bet, it was a Tuesday. How do you feel about Tuesdays?
They're second worst.
Oh, my God. It's coming true.
All right. Then I'll go next.
Best
for
last.
You're super cool, very good looking, and have a great personality.
You consider yourself a born leader.
Typical it's a very Leo thing.
Others think you're an idiot.
That's a very Leo thing.
Most Leos are bullies. You are vain and can't tolerate honest criticism. Your arrogance is... Oh, disgusting. It looked that it was like faded a little bit. It looked like linguistic.
I would call your arrogance linguistic sometimes too.
Shut up. Leo people are thieving and motherfuckers and spend most of their time kissing mirrors.
How many mothers have you fucked?
None.
How many mirrors have you kissed?
Probably a couple.
What?
All right. You ready for yours, Joshua?
I don't think so. Weirdly accurate.
Ooh. Oh, sorry. I was looking at the wrong one. I almost labeled you a Gemini. Oh, my God.
Couldn't be me. Literally.
Cancer. You are sympathetic and understanding of other people's problems.
Okay.
Which makes you a sucker.
Okay. I did pre-order 30 she-chats.
You are always putting things off. That is why you will always be on welfare and won't be worth shit.
Hang on. Let's not dox me that I am taking advantage of the welfare system in the United States.
Everyone in prison is a cancer.
What? Is that really? This was in a newspaper?
Mm-hmm. That's a very bold statement. Mm-hmm. Like,
to think they're all born in end of June. That's so wild.
Cops knock on your door, open up, and they're like, hey, we're the police. What month were you born? And they say June. And you're like, but like early June or late June? And you say late June. Fucking book them, guys.
Book them, boys.
We had a search warrant for cancer.
Throw them in the paddy wagon.
I'll send you this so you can post it so that you, people can, other people that are not a Leo or a Cancer. Yeah, you can find out your horoscope from 1979.
The best year. The Lord of our year.
Yeah.
The year of our Lord is what I meant to say, of course.
And for today's horoscope, I got that from astrology.com.
That's your number one go-to astrology website.
Not sponsored, we should say. Yet.
It was just the first one that came up on Google, so...
Whoa.
That's what you get.
So now I'm gonna pull a Christian here. I got a little something on the back half. Today I fucked ups.
Whoa!
And of course, continuing that trend of not all men, because not all men have the bends. Today I fucked up by hooking up with a girl while my friend was in the house. Obligatory, this didn't happen today. So I, Chris, 19.
Obligatory, this didn't happen, more like it.
Did something stupid.
Not all men, though.
Because of the lockdown and shit. Because of the lockdown and shit. I hadn't fucked someone since 3 months.
I've been trying to bust his fat ass nut for 3 months.
And was low-key feeling desperate. And was just looking to smash.
Not all men, though.
On the low-key. A low-key.
Low-key, Ricky.
Met a girl, let's call her Maria, who was also thinking along the same lines. Went on a couple of dates, blah, blah, blah.
Maria, count me in.
So now a little backstory. I live with a housemate. Let's call him Mike. We both have different rooms. It's a two-room apartment. I don't know why I'm talking like Tucker Carlson. He and I go to nearby colleges, and we're good friends. He knows me well, and I know him well, so he likes pranking. And I like pranking,
That's
too.
How he reads all of his stories.
Do I?
Yes.
Whoops. Guys, I'm letting my Tucker Carlson fandom bleed into the podcast. So he likes pranking, and I like pranking, too. It's okay. We get along fine. So anyways, after our last date, I told him I'm probably going to sleep with this girl in a couple of days. That's what happens. Maria's in my room. Things get hot and steamy. We both haven't had any contact with the other gender since a lot of time.
Oh, sleep was a code word.
For sex, yeah.
Okay. I was like, why would he tell his roommate he's going to take a nap? That's so crazy.
But you're about to fucking take a nap if you're trying to make a dumb joke again, boy.
Sheesh.
Very funny that the way he prefaces, or the way he describes, we haven't had any contact with the other gender since a lot of time.
Mm-hmm. He's been fucking dudes mad, though.
We're making out. That comes in later, believe it or not.
Oh my God.
We're making out, clothes come off, and as we're getting down to business, Mike walks in on us in the room.
That's fucked up,
fucking Mike.
Mike guys, knew what he's doing.
What do you think happens?
Mike tries to join.
Christian?
Stands in the doorway for way too long and goes, you can continue.
Erica, do I have the permission to say the C word on the pod?
Yeah, I don't care.
I'm not going to say it. And let's the C word has... It's just, I don't want to put that bad juju on the beat.
Boo.
I'm just going to replace it.
This chump.
And the dipshit doesn't simply walk in. He's wearing baby clothes, has an apron on. He's holding a fucking ladle. He has this surprised look on his face. His hair looks like a wasp nest. He even has on this sort of black smearing on his face. He's holding some lube and a sandwich. And you know what this asshole says? He goes, damn it, Chris, what's wrong with you? Just as I get down to fulfilling your fucking ladle fantasy, you go hetero on me? I thought you swore you were gay.
So I wasn't wrong, per
that,
se.
That cheeky bastard.
I learned that laughing in such a scenario isn't a good idea. She thought that laughing gave it away that I was pranking her. In my defense, it was hilarious seeing him like that, right?
It actually would be kind of funny.
Who wouldn't laugh? Having somebody... impose on your private time seeing you potentially naked in a very vulnerable state. We both are very straight. Like, literally nothing sexual has ever happened before between us.
We're so super straight.
And the motherfucker does this without the slightest hint of a smile. Well, Maria goes, I knew something was off. Ooh. And simply leaves the house, even as I try explaining the shit to her.
Good for her.
I'm standing there, explaining, naked, that he's lying. But apparently the lube gave it away, and she's sure I'm messing with her. And if I try contacting her again, she'll call the fucking police. The fucking police. So that's how Mike ruined a hookup and how a girl thinks I'm a pranking bastard. I swore to him for at least a half an hour straight, but that doesn't bring the girl back.
I guess you gotta touch my ding-dong, Mike. It's only fair.
We're super straight. We've never done anything like this before. Mm. Now, look. Here's a guy.
Okay, yeah.
Was forward with his desires in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Met somebody else through this open communication. They both decided to mutually go to a disclosed place, have an intimate session, and then just a good old prank came in, and she fucking reacted poorly.
Yeah, this it's all on the woman in the story, honestly.
No, it is not.
Huh?
How?
How is it not on the woman?
The situation wouldn't have been awkward if she didn't if she knew how to take a joke.
Yeah, she should have just been funny.
Someone walked in on her naked without her consent, so she had every right to leave.
Yeah, but they walked on the guy naked without his consent.
Correct. He should be upset about that, too.
But he understood it was a joke. Like, the guy walking in wasn't naked. He had a ladle on his ding-dong. He was scooping up that ball soup.
I don't...
Am I hurting you?
Yes, this is crushing my soul.
Is the bit too bad?
Yes. I don't like not all men.
Hashtag yes all men, guys. Men fucking suck. We only exist to destroy women's lives.
Mm-hmm.
Thoughts, Christian?
Yeah, I mean, you're not far off. I mean, I would say, yeah, the majority of yes all men, they suck.
Except for you guys. So you, Erica, two are the exception.
I can't believe you lied to us like this.
I'm not lying.
Busted.
Erica, blink once if you're lying. You just blinked once. No.
No, blink again. No, say it was a joke.
Erica, being the resident woman on the podcast.
Hmm. Is that all I am?
It's not all you are. It's a big chunk of it.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is it? I can't do the bit that much. I'm sorry. What do you think this man should have done, the Chris of the situation, to maybe make it not a bad situation?
Probably throw something at him and get up and push him out of the room and close the door. Be like, what the fuck? And then apologize to her. I'm so sorry that happened to you. I understand if you'd like to leave.
Now, Christian, what do you think from the resident man on the podcast?
What do you think, resident dude here? He should have fucking chuckled and gave him some fucking nucks, dude. Like, damn, dude, you fucking pranked me good.
Nuckies.
Dabs.
Nuckies. And then the girl, I'll be the resident neutral party here. The girl just went, sheesh. That's a good one.
That would have solved all the issues here.
There's nothing a good sheesh can't solve. And if you need a good deal, I hear Sally sells sheesh shells down by the sheesh shore.
Boo.
On to the last story, real quick.
Boo.
One. Guys, the last one in the Not All Men, and this one is actually a Not All Men. This one is actually about a guy not being a piece of shit.
Wow.
The rest of it was all tongue in cheek. And you're about to hear about someone's tongue going in someone else's cheeks.
Oh my God.
Today,
wait,
I fucked up
ass?
By slapping my girlfriend's mom's ass.
Ooh.
Hell yeah.
Oh.
So me and my girlfriend have been dating for about 6 months now, and today I went over to her house. I've been over multiple times before, but I'm only allowed to go when her parents aren't home since they don't know about me.
That's a little suspect there, right?
Oh, for sure.
6 months. Are they teen? Oh, he doesn't say their ages. Maybe they're like teenagers and like she's not supposed to date. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah. So today my girlfriend called me around 9:30 p.m. and tells me that her parents aren't home and that I could go over. So me being the horny guy I am, went on over, thinking we would have sex. The only reason why. Don't want to see my girlfriend. Don't want to like talk about our days, form a communication or a bond. Just dick might get wet. Let's fucking go. Thoughts, Erica? I promise this is a not all men story.
I was going to say, well, like, he's a teenage boy. What else is he going to want? But, I mean, I don't know.
Maybe
I
he's
feel
like
that's not how you two were.
Maybe he's, like, 54.
Yeah, this is definitely a mid-30s kind of vibe I'm getting.
Man, yeah, and then the girl is like,
okay,
yikes.
Okay, they're on. He's on an episode of Dateline.
I said 19.
Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. When I got
panicking.
There, she was at the front
at
door.
Least that's what she told me.
Yikes!
Actually, sir, she said 91. Oh, I read the screen upside down. When I got there, she was at the front door waiting for me, and we kissed and went inside. She led me into her room, and we made out, then had sex. After we finished, she told me she was going to take a shower and that I could get food from the kitchen. At first, I didn't go to the kitchen since I wanted to finish a movie that I was watching before she called me.
Makes sense. Makes sense.
Like, at his girlfriend's house. Like, let me boot back up Ghostbusters 2. I need to really figure out if Dan Aykroyd makes it out of this one.
Just a I got a solid 30 minutes left, babe. Let me just watch this real quick.
I have to see if, like, Slimer makes an appearance again. Because, like, that'd be super epic. Slimer? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. As soon as I finish...
I don't know anything about Ghostbusters.
You don't?
What? No, I'm a huge Ghostbusters fan.
Bustin' makes me feel good, dude.
Of course. As soon as I
Been
finish...
there, brother.
Nux. As soon as I finish, I went to the kitchen and I saw who I thought was my girlfriend looking for something in the fridge. Now, it's been 20 minutes since she went to the shower, so I thought she would have maybe been out of it by now. So me thinking it's my girlfriend, I slap her ass really hard, and then she did this high-pitched scream, and she turned around and saw me and went running. When I saw her face, I froze. And as soon as she ran away from me, I think she went to her room. I quickly went to my girlfriend's room and got my stuff and left.
As one does,
just
yeah.
Bail. Just get out.
Yeah, that's the right move. I'm just going to say that they're all of legal age here to make this joke funny, but, like, good on that mom, dude, having that fucking...
The dumpy of that- a... Of a daughter?
Dumpy of a young 20-year-old on that mom. This girl is definitely at least mid-20s at the oldest. Youngest. And that mom just caked up.
What's funny to me is, like, what was the mom wearing that this guy would think, like, oh, my girlfriend must have gotten out of the shower and gotten to full, like, night, I guess nightwear if it was at night. But, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like...
How did the mom sneak back in nightwear?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of holes.
That's actually the movie he was watching.
Ah, he just had to figure out if Zero learns how to read. Christian, a lot of inspiration from that movie for you, huh?
Yeah.
Your first words were Stanley Yelnats?
No, my first words were always and forever, but in the voice of Madame Zeroni.
Of course.
Pivotal character, Madame Zeroni.
Yeah, Hector's great-great-great-great-grandmother.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. We've seen the film. We've read the book.
Oh, it's a book? Is this like an adult-level book?
Or Christian's form of reading holes is watching it with the subtitles on. because he's too deaf to be able to hear it. So I'm in my room right now, and I don't know what I should do. Edit. So my girlfriend called me to ask where I went, and I told her what happened. She told me that she'll try to explain to her mom and that it was a mistake. After like 30 minutes of waiting, I get a call from her asking me to go over. She tells me that her mom isn't mad, but just wants to meet me. Uh-oh, guys. So I agree to go over. When I get there, I nervously knock at the front door, and my girlfriend's mom opens it. She smiles at me and tells me to come in. She gets me a glass of soda.
I take a sip of the said soda.
And tells me that she forgives me since this wasn't the first time it happened.
This mom knows she got a dumper on her.
She's Pixar momming it up right now.
Time it's happened, meaning the daughter's got multiple guys going over?
Well, just like multiple guys slapping the mom's ass.
Mistakenly. Wait. Christian, and I hate to bring down your bubble as a man, but maybe the daughter has such a bad ass. Maybe the daughter has an ass of a mom.
Just absolute mom ass, huh? That does make more sense. I'm in the camp that this mom's built like Elastigirl.
Yeah.
She looking like Dexter's mom.
She could, Elastigirl could choose and not have that much cake, but she does.
That's what I was just going to say. Elastigirl can stretch and conform to any shape that she wants.
That well, makes so
like
much
Jimmy
sense.
Jimmy Neutron's mom is just she's blessing and curse with that bunch of a fucking dumpy. Elastigirl is choosing to live that life.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're right.
She goes on to explain how her son slapped her ass before mistaking her for his girlfriend. Her son is 19, and she's 38, but she looks like she's in her early fucking 20s, baby.
I'm a knowledgeable dude.
I know a mom ass when I hear about it.
Who would have thought?
And from behind, her ass looks just like my girlfriend's ass. So I guess she did get it from her mama.
That's so wild that the brother was trying to slap the sister's ass and accidentally got the mom in the crossfire.
I thought you were my sister.
He said his girlfriend.
So she forgives me and says, next time, just be more gentle as a joke.
Ew. That's very inappropriate. I would be mortified if my mother said that to you.
Also, for you wondering, me and my girlfriend are 16 and I didn't have to worry about her dad finding out since he left them when my girlfriend was 6 years old. But they don't really care that he's gone. There always comes in somehow in every story there's a man who's bad. He left them when they were six.
Yikes.
Even in a nice little fun story about like a case of mistaken identity.
Mistaken dumpers.
Yeah, I know this may be hard to believe, but honestly, today was the scariest day of my life, and I'm glad she didn't call the cops. Honestly, your mom seems pretty chill. My girlfriend is beautiful and has a good personality. Interesting order he put there. So I'm glad this didn't affect our relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Good on them.
So there you go. I mean, maybe he just hasn't evolved into a full man yet because he's only 16.
That's probably what it is. He hasn't had time to just really fuck it up.
If give him two more years and this same scenario happens where he slaps the mom on the ass and instead of like running away, he just goes, what are you going to do about it?
Oh.
Damn, mom. You got the ass of a girl in her early 20s. I know this ain't the first time you get mistaken for a fucking 20-year-old.
Oh, God.
I heard what your son said. Damn, mama. How you put all that shit all in right, them
that's
jeans?
Enough.
All right. That's me flirting, guys.
Did I ever tell you guys a story about...
That's so wild. That was so hot.
The summer before my freshman year of high school,
Oh, God. Where's the story going? How did that story get to something you could relate to?
So, I was not allowed to have boys in my house ever under any circumstances. And
I'm pissed. I'm so mad right now.
I had a boyfriend at the time.
What the fuck?
It wasn't Christian.
Yes.
So, I had a boy over, but I had a girl over, too, at the same time.
Okay.
Okay?
Damn.
So, I was sitting on the couch next to the boy, and my other girlfriend was sitting, you know, across the room on a chair, and we were just watching TV or whatever, and my dad came home for lunch, and oh, no. It was a bad time. And he screamed.
Okay.
And then the boy literally jumped 3 feet in the air off the couch. Like, you know those videos of startled cats?
Yeah.
That's what he looked like.
Immediately dropped to all fours and arched his back.
Yeah. Yeah.
He grew a tail.
He literally just, like, jumped straight in the air and just, like, Scooby-Doo run.
Oh, that's awesome.
Out of my house. Didn't even grab his shoes.
Why? He would have ran out of him anyway.
Yeah, no, he didn't even grab his shoes.
There was a him-shaped cloud of dust left on the couch.
Yes.
He missed the door.
White as a sheet.
It's a him-shaped hole through the wall next to the door.
ICP logo style.
He took off, and I was grounded for like a month.
What happened to the
deservingly?
Friend?
Oh, she left. I mean, she just lived, you know, a couple blocks away.
Do I know the friend?
No.
Oh, wow. Okay.
No fucking
way
about
it. Just, all right, I'm dipping. Like,
yeah, she's like,
you do you.
Ooh, sheesh. I gotta go.
She started the sheesh.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
2009.
And we can all thank your dad. Thank you, man, for coming up with sheesh.
Being the inspiration behind sheesh.
Yeah, no. Yeah, he didn't get his shoes back for like a month.
Jesus.
It was very funny.
Guys.
It was not funny at the time. I thought my world was ending. But it's hilarious to think back on now.
Judges, listeners, the jury out there, I need to come clean. That one story. From listening to one woman speak, yes, all men. I'm changing my tune. please will you forgive me my transgressions?
You did it, Erica. You broke him.
All it took was listening to a woman once, and I'm not a bad guy anymore. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yay.
For the sake of the podcast, yeah. We're going to say yes.
Right. The podcast is more important than women's rights. I agree.
No, just...
That's not what you were trying to say? I looked into that entirely on my own.
I'm just more concerned about like the logistics of finding a third member for the podcast if we have to kick you out.
I would be Erica's dad in that situation where I would come here and you guys would be podcasting and I'd just scream and make you all run out without your shoes.
That sounds like a thrill, actually. If we have to record podcasts while you're not here.
A little bit of the exhibitionist side of it, or what's it called? Where like you want to, the voyeuristic exhibitionist?
Exhibitionist is where you want people to see you. You want to, like, it's like the thrill of getting caught.
What's like the thrill? Yeah, the thrill of getting caught.
Voyeur is like watching.
Okay, yeah. It's like the exhibitionist of it. Like, oh, this is a secret podcast. We can't be too loud. Josh is sleeping upstairs.
We have to do a tight 1 hour. If we go over 1 hour, we might get caught.
Your sheeshes will be much less enthusiastic.
Sheesh.
My boos will be the same.
Ouch.
I boo you both. Boo on this whole
episode
skit here.
The
episode in general, yes, boo.
The whole, except for the circle dirge.
Except for the circle
dirge. Boo on two-thirds of the circle dirge. Or no, boo on, two-thirds of the circle dirge. The ones that were about the men.
Yes.
Nice. Well, yeah. Speaking of being about men, guys, if you want to follow our podcast on every other platform. Erica, where can they do this at?
The same place Joshua mentioned it at the beginning of the pod.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What were those, though?
Because a man did it first and better. I agree. mm-hmm. Erica, where can they find us, please?
On Twitter and Instagram and Etsy and TikTok and Google.
We're just adding.
OnlyFans, Tuck and Christy, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Oh, we did launch the OnlyFans this week, didn't we?
Did you actually launch an OnlyFans and not tell me?
Uh-oh.
I did it with you sitting next to me.
That's fair.
Did you?
Yes.
Was this last night?
This was like 3 nights ago.
Yeah, he tweeted it too. If you follow us on Twitter at...
I thought it was a bit. At Judgy's Pod.
Well, I did it as a bit, but I was like, hey, any scrap counts, so somebody wants to join...
No material yet, right?
After this episode, there'll be one.
You're going to post to Tucky Chrissy?
Yeah.
Can you give me, like, a free sub? Do I have to pay?
I'm going to say yes, you have to pay still.
Fuck. That's fair.
Erica, you can have it for free, then.
Mm. Ooh, guys, this is on-air spitballing brainstorming. Every hat you get gives you one free month, a code for one free month of Tucky Chrissy access.
I'm going to go ahead and say no. That's really... digging into my
your profit margins. The margins were baked into the hat. You really can't give away that $1 subscription to your OnlyFans. But if Christian, let's say they find your OnlyFans, they find our sheesh hats, what do you think they should do about our podcast?
Well, I think if you somehow stumble upon all that, you should definitely give it a listen. You should definitely give it a review. You should definitely share it.
Subscribe.
You should subscribe.
Turn on the notifications for our episodes.
That'd be great.
Come out actually. Every Monday at like 3 o'clock in the morning or something. But
that's one
turn on
morning,
your notifications anyway.
But yeah, share with all your friends. You got a friend that's like saying some whack ass shit. Hit him with the
whack.
Yes, spread the sheesh. The sheesh needs more love. And you know what else you should do? Get out of here.
We should end this podcast.
Watch something else. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
The judges love you.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
no purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.